This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The investigation continuing into an overnight fire in Old Colorado City. Crews took about 2 hours to knock out the blaze at a three-story multi-use building at 25th and Colorado Avenue in Old Colorado City. Call came in just after midnight. Captain Mike Smaldino with the CSFD says it's believed that the fire started on the second floor of that building, and additional crews called in due to the building's age.
Older construction here, so we call it ordinary construction, so it has potentially a lot of void spaces. So a second alarm was actually called pretty quick with the report of heavy fire that they were finding inside.
Again, took about 2 hours to knock everything out. Everyone was able to get out of the building before crews arrived on scene. There might be some hit and water damage, but the building is set to be salvageable. It might have some residents displaced for a little bit of time. An arrest was made in Pueblo in connection with a body found in a pile of rotting trash. That arrest following a standoff with Pueblo SWAT officers yesterday. Sergeant Frank Ortega with the Pueblo PD said Danny Dominguez barricaded himself in an SUV on West 11th Street yesterday for about 2 hours.
He did exit the vehicle. He acted like he had a weapon. They used several less lethal tools on him. They did not have effect. Luckily, the Sheriff's Department was here to assist us. They released the dog. With the dog being released, he surrendered.
Dominguez being charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killing of Darren Castillo, who was found dead in a pile of trash Tuesday near City Center Drive. Dominguez currently being held on $200,000 bond.
Manitou Springs police say they've arrested a suspect in connection with vandalism that happened at a local cemetery. Landon Wayne Johnson is accused of knocking over or damaging about 50 monuments and gravestones at Crystal Valley Cemetery in late May. Investigators also found garbage strewn around in a small area of the cemetery where the ground had been burned. Johnson faces charges of criminal mischief, defacing property, and criminal tampering. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office has identified a man who was found dead at Stratmore Valley Park and Trailhead. Deputies went there last Saturday following a report that a body had been found. Further investigation led to the Sheriff's Office identifying the man as 45-year-old Sean Deckard. Deckard's cause of death is still being established by the county coroner's office.
A Colorado Springs bar owner voicing his anger over a mugging and robbery that also took something important to his heritage. Chuck Sullivan, one of the owners of Twisted Apes Bar and Grill, says that muggers attacked him as he was leaving the business's parking lot in the Knob Hill neighborhood and then cut off his ponytail, and explains that significance.
Cutting my hair. And it takes the part of me in that being a Native American that's essential to me. Wallet, all that stuff is replaceable. But my memories of my hair and my tradition and stuff like that, it's not.
Police still searching for the suspects and do have surveillance footage of that attack. President Biden in the White House yesterday delivering remarks on the state of COVID-19 in the U.S. With lagging vaccination rates and increased Delta variant cases, Biden introduces new incentives to encourage vaccinations, including a one-time payment of $100 from state and local governments. The president acknowledging the frustrations from the already vaccinated individuals who won't be seeing these incentives.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated, it might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
And we're starting to see some evidence that similar incentives are working already, including here in Colorado. According to new numbers released by the state, Colorado distributed 45% of its Walmart $100 gift cards during the first 7 days of a vaccine incentive program. And almost all of those, just over 40%, were in counties outside the Denver metro area with a high number of Latino and Native American participants. Vaccine clinics that offered the gift cards say they saw on average a 25-person per day increase compared to the rest of July. Just days after UC Health announced that vaccines would be mandatory for all employees by November 1st, some workers here in the Springs say they're furious over the mandate because none of the vaccines have been fully approved by the FDA. Those who don't meet that deadline could face termination. Dr. Michelle Barron, UC Health Senior Director of Infection Protection and Control, says the mandate was put in place to protect employees.
I anticipate there'll be some individuals that, again, may choose to make alternative plans for what they do. But we're hoping that they understand the intent at the end of the day is for their safety.
Employees can apply for a religious or a medical exemption. If granted, though, they'll still need to submit to a weekly test and wear a mask at all times.
Sunny to partly cloudy and hot for your Friday afternoon. 92 degrees in Colorado Springs, 98 in the Pueblo area. Much better chance for showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend on Saturday. Afternoon showers and storms with temperatures in the low 80s for Colorado Springs, 87 in Pueblo. And by Sunday, we're talking about temperatures in the 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.